Good day, and welcome to the investor call for Greenyard. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Dennis Durnschlager, Investor Relations with Greenyard. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Marion. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining our conference call. My name is Dennis Durnschlager, Investor Relations with Greenyard. Joining me in today's discussions are Mr. Hein Deprez, Chief Executive Officer, and Carl Peters, Chief Operating Officer. I hope you've had the chance to review the press release that was issued earlier this morning, and you may also visit the company's website at greenyard.group for a copy of today's release, as well as to register for future distribution. I'd like to remind you that most of the information we will be speaking to you about today, including the answers we give in response to your questions, may include forward-looking statements. And with that, I would like to turn today's call over to Mr. Deprez.
Thank you very much, Dennis. Good afternoon, everybody, and thanks for joining us on this call. As you all know, the past few weeks have been quite eventful for Greenyard. We worked hard as a team and a company, and I have to say that I am very proud of the organization and the resilience of the organization, certainly in the context from the Listeria recall that we have done over the last 2 months. That being said, a number of events have put pressure on the company. To date, we are still experiencing very exceptional weather conditions, and in order to preserve food safety, we have organized also this mentioned recall of frozen products that were produced in our production plant in Baia, Hungary, due to potential listeria contamination. And last but not least, we are experiencing a prolonged, challenging competitive environment in our fresh segment. I think what's really important is this: in our communication today, we mentioned three important topics where Carl will go a little bit deeper in. But the first one is the Listeria recall. We communicated already a few weeks ago, or 4 or 5 weeks ago, about the financial consequences of that. In general, we can say that what we communicated on that level stays intact. A second point where we are talking about in our press release is this weather conditions. We are confronted with that in a very severe way over the last 4 months, and which has effects on our fresh business, but also a lot of effect on our long fresh business. And the third point is that in our fresh market, we are in all the countries where we are active, really confronted with very severe price pressures and very high competition levels. Weather is causing part of that, but also changing systems and models in the market are creating that. And in two markets where we are working very hard on changing models, the German market and the Belgian market, we have additional competition because of these changes in this market and the models that we are introducing into in these countries and together with certain customers. Carl will give a little bit more indication about this, the figures mentioned in the press release.
Yeah, the figures on itself, I think the press release, as you know, was originally meant to be sent out on Wednesday evening as a trading update on Q1. And that's a trading update, so meaning that we're only giving sales figures. I'll just briefly go through it because the essential information is more about our forecast. We'll come back to that in a second. So on the top line, as you can also see in the release, we landed at 1,094 million euros of sales, which is, let's say, 1.5% down year on year. If you look by division or by segment, then the fresh segment goes down about 2.4% and lands at 885 million euros. Clearly related also in the first quarter already to some market conditions that Hein Deprez was referring to, competition in, let's say, key markets like Germany and Belgium, also Poland, we had, let's say, a decrease in volumes, due to this situation. And that will also prolong in the near future, so it has an impact on the forecast, but more on that somewhat later. Staying with Q1 results, so the long fresh segment declined in sales about 2.1% versus last year and lands at about €175 million. On the one hand, our frozen activity was thriving well, good growth in top line. On the other hand, the canned activity was offsetting this, let's say, increase in our frozen activity. Clearly, in this segment, we had the issues over the last 6 to 7 weeks on the listeria, but that, of course, is fully in the second quarter. So in terms of financial impact, that will more in the forecast that I will discuss a bit later. And then finally, on the Q1 figures, the horticulture segment increased its sales with about 35% to close to €35 million. This is, of course, thanks to the acquisition of Mikogen, a company in Poland that we acquired end of last year. And then for this first quarter of the fiscal year, it is adding fully to the top line of the company. But again, as I said, this is, let's say, more related to the Q1 figures. I think it's more relevant to discuss in this call also the forecast. Basically, the forecast is referring, or is it say, impacted by the three factors of that Henri Pré was describing. All in all, and I refer to this impact, we will see an influence in such an extent that we cannot, let's say, make the full year forecast as we had given during the May update to you. At that moment, you were predicting a 10% growth in EBITDA, but we will not be able to achieve that increase. At this moment, we are forecasting more for a 25% decrease in profitability year on year based on these three factors. Before we, go in detail about actions that we set in place to mitigate this, I think it's probably not bad to reflect once again to these three factors, which I will ask to hand to discuss about, meaning the not only listeria, but also the market conditions, and then specifically also the weather condition as an impact to the company's performance.
On the first point, listeria, like Carl mentioned, we had in frozen in the first quarter an increase of sales. The impact of the listeria is coming in the second quarter, which is starting in July for us. And there, what important is all the volumes that were not affected by the recall, which is 85% of the business, continued to develop further and to be supplied to our customers. During the month of July and August, we started the replenishment from the recall products. In the European markets, with exception of the Hungarian market, was already during the month of July, most of these volumes were back into the assortments. For the longer distances, it will take more time, because we have sometimes shipping times of 2 months to certain countries worldwide. And also on the Hungarian market and countries close to Hungary, we are affected by the fact that we closed the factory for a certain period and that the local products are at that moment not available for the local customers. But also there we are putting programs in place from our other factories, and we foresee also to restart the factory in the next days or weeks. We had several third-party organizations checking our other factories outside of Hungary. All these tests are done, and the results of that are very positive and very good, which means that that we can say that all our factories are on standard or above standard. Last week, Friday, we received the last tests that the Hungarian government did on our production facility in Hungary. We are further working on our packing operations, but for us it was the most important was the production, because there we had the contamination of this type of listeria. So all these tests, 170 tests done by the Hungarian authorities, came in negative, which means all positive, and that there is no existence of listeria, whatever type, in products or on the production facilities, which is a fantastic result. We are planning to communicate that in a comprehensive way, because it's a very complex issue to explain to the market. But on this moment, we are already in full communication with our customers, who are having strong quality departments, who are very familiar with all these tests and results and how to interpret it and so on. So that is for us, in principle, the most important thing, so that that transparency with our main customers is there. And then later on, like I mentioned, we will come back with a detailed explanation to the market what is happening and going forward. I can say you that the results show that it is not a factory problem or a Greenyard problem, it is an industry problem. And we give all the information that we have, all the knowledge that we build up over the last months in this crisis. We are giving all this information to our sector representative, which is the organization Profile. Profile is representing all the companies in the European market who are processing fruit and vegetables. And they are negotiating with the European authorities to see in which direction we have to go. Also, what we did very fast after the startup of this recall action, we reduced ourselves in our products the limit from 100 parts of listeria per gram of product to 10. So, we see that we could do it overnight. So that means that our operations are capable to do that, and so we supply all our customers with a maximum limit of 10 instead of the legal norm 100. So that will show also in which direction the industry has to go, and so we will use our experience of that segment also to build on our experience for the future together with our customers. The second point is the weather circumstances. I think what really important is you have to see that in two segments. The weather, the very dry and very warm weather, created impacts in our fresh division, but also in our long fresh division, but in a different way. When you talk about fresh, there, what you have is when you have warm weather with high temperatures, a lot of product is coming a lot faster into the market. It is coming to harvest a lot faster, so that, and when you talk about fresh, then that product has to be sold immediately, which is completely different in long fresh. I give you an example. When you plant a salad and you think that you will harvest in six weeks, and with exceptional weather conditions, it has to happen after 4 weeks. That means that a lot of planning is coming earlier into the market, and you have peaks in product availability. Despite the fact that even consumption is increasing for salads, for example, with warm weather, still it cannot match up with the more important volumes coming into the market. This created a lot of price pressure into the market, with even in certain products collapsing of the prices, like tomatoes and a lot of greenhouse products, which were really affected by this dynamic in the market. What you have also is that one of the main products, for example, in the fruit and vegetable business, in consumption, is bananas. When you have warm weather, high temperatures, then consumption also of these products are coming down. You have that classic in July, August, our classic summer, but that started already also a lot earlier, and that created also a lot of pressure into the market, too much volumes available in the European market of these products. There's also price drops, which created also important pressure on pricing, and that you can see when you check certain things from our main competitors, like in bananas or in pineapples, when you look into their second semester, then you will see what is really happening also there. And that is what is the situation in fresh. In long fresh, there we have also earlier productions coming into harvest a lot earlier, but this product is not going into the market. We go into the factories with it, processing it, and to make it long fresh so that we can keep it for the next 12 or 18 months and selling step by step over the next year. So that immediate price pressure, you don't have it, but we see that in overall that we will miss a lot of volume. Like the first product where we have a full view on is green peas, for example. There the crops are finished. There we can say that there is 20 to 30% less production than the year before. And a lot of other products, we will see the same things like beans, green beans, garden beans. There the first crop had a very big drop. The second crop partly is not planted because it was too dry. What is planted too late. And it's very difficult now to foresee what will be the harvest in October. Because when you plant too late, you can already be confronted at the end of October with cold weather, frost, so that you perhaps can't harvest this product. So in our forecast, we were conservative on that level. So we are calculating with a lot of less volume, which is going into our factories, a lot less cost coverage into our factories. And that is reflected in our projections and our guidance that we gave this morning into the market. What is not reflected in it is what will happen in the next 12 months on pricing. What will be the reaction in the market? Will it be an important reaction or a minor reaction? It's very difficult for us to foresee that, but the conditions that we have had this year are very extreme. I think our generation never saw it up to now. We have to go back to 76 to find something similar, but at that moment, for example, the frozen vegetable industry was not at the maturity or at the volumes that are processed today. So in any case, we have a lot less product to sell. We will sell less volumes next year because of the fact that we have less product coming in. But to give you an idea, we are doing more than 700 million in long fresh. When you have an increase of price because of these conditions of 1%, you talk about 7 million, and 1% is not a lot. Then the third factor, which is creating pressure on our results, is that, like in the fresh market, we are under severe competition. There is a lot of competition in the market. The market is going to further consolidation. You see what is happening also with certain parties who are buying each other and so on. That consolidation has to happen. I think it's a very healthy thing that happens for everybody in the chain. But in the meantime, there is a lot of fights going on in the market. And in certain markets, we created a lot of this pressure ourselves also by implementing new models and working in a lot closer cooperation with our customers. German market, the Belgian market. In the German market, we communicated already about that in the past. We are reviewing our footprint, going to less distribution centers, but closer to our customers. Certain distribution centers are built together with our customers, and that creates a lot of nervosity in the market and a lot of competition. This, on the mid-long, long term, will further, I think, disappear. But we have to go through that with all the operational pain, with all the inefficiencies that we have caused by that on this moment. But I think we did the right things. It's the right strategy to implement that and to continue to build further on that. The same in the Belgian market, where we are working with two important retailers on new models that we are implementing. And there you see also that creates a lot of nervosity in the market, a lot of people who perhaps can be less important for the future for these customers are continuing to fight to try to protect their share. And also when with one of these customers we are putting it into the system like we work with the Ahold Group in the Belgian market, that change is that today we lose our old volumes, but the new volumes are building up over the next 18 to 24 months, and that takes time. And that creates on this moment also a pain, but we have to undergo it, and that will, in the mid-long term, be solved step by step. These are the three important points, I think, which are creating this this dip. And I think Carl will give a little bit more explanation on our actions where we are working on this moment.
Yeah. So I think we, as a company, we see two sets of actions. First of all, on short term, obviously, if you are guiding now for an EBITDA which is about 25% lower as last year, we are, let's say, in the low hundreds of million EBITDA compared to compared to last year, 140. So based on that, the immediate reaction is that we have a keen eye and a close follow-up on our balance sheet health. So we are decisively taking action to reduce debt. Our debt reduction has to come from cash generation, of course, which on the one hand obviously can come from net working capital efficiency. We are closely looking to that, mainly in the receivable side, cash collection from receivables. But also it can come and is coming also from CapEx rationalization. So we have instructed our divisions and teams to carefully look to the CapEx plans of this year. We are carving out already CapEx that we decided to put on hold for the time being. For good reasons, of course, we do the things that we have to do, CapEx which is necessary for quality, for example, or for certain customers we have to do, but other things are put on hold. Last but not least, but also equally important, is that we are initiating a review of the strategic options of our portfolio, which could result also in transactions that can bring in cash as well. So that's also, in, as mentioned in the press release, in cooperation and in instruction of the board, is a task which we take at hand. That's a short-term, those are the short-term actions, obviously. But on the other hand, long term, we need, of course, to bring back the company to the profit levels and the profit performance that we are guiding for, or that we have been guiding for in the past. How to do that is to work on several items. I think to the classic business vision, you have these three axes, the customer intimacy, operational excellence, and product innovation. I think on all three we need, we can improve. I think on customer focus, I believe I may say that Greenland always has been known for very close and very good cooperation with its customers, but even then, if we are good in that, we can even be better in the future. So we will make work of really well-developed account management, discussing and being, getting closer to our customers, understanding their delivery models, and develop joint strategies with them. Operational excellence, likewise, I think we mentioned that already in calls with you at earlier moments, that this is an item which gets more and more attention. And we also have a very large logistic footprint in the company. with many, many distribution centers and logistic chains. So we are investigating and investing also in the right equipment, both in IT and data platforms, but also physically in distribution centers like we announced a little bit ago, where we announced that we would close a couple of DCs in Germany and would open new ones just to make sure we have a better state-of-the-art logistic organization. And then product innovation, product quality. The product, of course, is also of great importance. I believe innovation is also, even in our sector, important. We are thinking very actively about food waves and food trends, consumption moments, and how consumers are looking to fruit and veg, to our products. And we are planning to step up our efforts in innovation also in this field. Besides that, of course, it relates also to product quality. And obviously, with the just recent past of the Listeria events in our company, food quality always had already a prime spot in our management focus, but it's getting even more importance towards the future to ensure that we do the right things in terms of quality assurance for the company. So all that will be handled with the right appropriate, I would say, financial capital, but also human capital. As you know, and we announced it also earlier in the year, we adapted our organization with a new management team. We are constantly or continue to build on that and bring also new people on board, including also people that look specifically to items like I just mentioned, the food safety elements, but also product innovation, but also many other elements or levels within the organization on divisional and country level. We bring in the right people with process knowledge, organization process excellence and operational excellence knowledge. So that will be also one of the cornerstones of our plan to bring this company back in the soonest period to the right profit levels. Having said that, I think that's the cornerstones of what we had to tell you. I believe it's a good moment now to go to question and answers, and I turn the word also to Dennis to organize that.
Yeah. With that, Marion, I'd like to hand the word to you to open up for questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing *2. Again, please press *1 to ask a question. We will pause for just a moment to allow everyone to signal for questions. We will take our first question from Anton Brink from Kepler. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. This is Anton Brink speaking from Kepler. My first question is on the renewed guidance. So I would assume the full-year consolidation of Mycogen adds approximately 10 million to the year's EBITDA. So that would imply that the renewed guidance basically implies a 60 million lower standalone EBITDA than what you were previously guiding for. So I'd be highly interested to get an idea on how this 60 million lands. So if it, let's say, 70% long fresh, 30% fresh, can you give me an indication of that? And then a follow-up question would be, what part of that 60 is organic? So where do you see your business capable of in fiscal 2019 in terms of EBITDA?
I think what important is that in long fresh and in fresh, in both, we are experiencing there a drop of result. It is so that Listeria has a part on level of EBITDA level, an important part on EBITDA level, but the weather conditions are creating a lot higher influence than the Revida influence that, for example, the Listeria has. And that is, I think, very important to mention. The volumes that are a lot less in long fresh, which we will have for the next for this harvesting season, are really having a big impact on that. Also in fresh, we have a lot of impact on the huge turbulence in the market on pricing. Pricing going very down, very low at certain moments, and going up later on very high because of a shortness in product which will happen in autumn and certain products, but then also with a lot less volume. So that creates pressure on margins and creates also a lot of inefficiencies in this business, which creates then also has a cost influence. The combination of both creates really serious drops in it, and we think that in a very cautious way that we come with this in the market. And I repeat, for us it's very difficult to say today, for example, like in long fresh, prices will increase 1% or 2% or 4%. We can't say that today, so we are not putting that into our forecasts. That is something that we will see in the next months, what will happen there in reality in the market. But that can create important swings.
In terms of the fresh business, wasn't a large part of the volumes cost plus? So I must say I'm a bit surprised by the severity of the impact here.
I think what important is, yes, what important is there is that what we see is in certain markets, and we mentioned that also in our press release, like in the Netherlands, and then everybody knows with which customers we are working there. There we see that the model is working very well, and that that there is a cost plus model, that because of the fact that you work very good together in this model, you can really use all the events in the market in the right way. When there is a lot more volume available at low prices, you bring it in the right way into the market. You take volumes in it, perhaps at lower prices, but the volumes compensate turnovers, and that is really working, and that there you see also that our margins are protected. In other markets where you have really a lot more competition and where we are really working to develop certain concepts, and that is, for example, the German market, where we are trying to build step by step also these concepts, there you are a lot less protected into it, and there you undergo really the free market competition fully, and there you are impacted a lot more.
Okay, clear. Could we go back to the original question? So I believe that you don't want to be too specific, as obviously there's still a lot of potential volatility in terms of pricing. But in the renewed guidance, the split between the long fresh effect and the fresh effect, can you give us a bit of an idea there? So is it 75-25, 70-30, 50-50 potentially? Can you give us an idea there?
I think, Anton, that it is for us a little bit too early. What we try to do is to give a clear view on the overall business up to the end of our book year, which is the 31st of March 2019. Mm-hmm. To give there a strong guidance with all the information that we have today. On September, the half-year figures, we are coming out, I think, the 20th of November with that. There we can give a more precise indication what that means for fresh and long fresh. That will be for us a lot more detailed to give that information to give clarity around that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1. We will now take the next question from Fernand de Boer from Petercam.
Hello?
The next question comes from Fernand de Boer from Petercam. Please go ahead. Your line is open. Please ensure the mute button is switched off on your telephone.
Hello, it's Fernand de Boer from De Graaf Petercam. Two questions. One, in Longfresh, given the fact that you have much lower volumes, does that also mean that you will have difficulties to supply the contracts you have to the retailers, or that you have to buy from third parties?
I think what's important is, Fernand, is that it is not only for us less volumes, it's for the whole industry. Everybody will have less volumes, so we can sell less. There are no miracles in it. We will sell less volume the year coming than the last year because there is less product available. That's a reality. And so what important is perhaps our business is, it was so super efficient always that we could solve a lot of problems, like, for example, by having different factories in different areas so that you had, for example, perhaps a drought in Flanders and in the north of France, but you could recuperate in England or in Poland or in Hungary or in southwest of France on your production facilities. This year is a year that in all the main production areas, we are confronted with the same issue. So it is a general problem. And so we have to bring back the normal economical dynamics, like the dynamic of offer and demand. When there is not enough offer, then we have to address demand. And the only way to address demand is to increase prices. Otherwise, we will be confronted with the fact that in, let's say, January or February, we have no product available anymore because everything will be sold. So it is our task, it is the task of the industry to give the right information to retailers and to guide them in a direction of increasing price to reduce demand and to spread the available volumes all over the season. And that is what must happen. What we are seeing is that nobody is giving on this moment a lot of price information. Everybody waits. And also what important is that the industry, the sector, our organizations like Profile, they communicated very clearly into the market that we have a situation of what they call act of God. That perhaps certain contracts will be broken open because when the product is not there, yeah, you can't supply it and it has to be reviewed. That is what will happen.
Okay, so there is no risk that you have to source externally because you have a contract with retailers going on, that you will supply certain volumes.
I think what is happening at this moment is that we already renegotiate contracts on level of volumes. And it is not there, you can't supply. That's the reality. And it's not like that they can run to somebody else to do it because everybody is confronted with the exact same situation.
So now I think also you could read that also in the newspapers even in the last couple of weeks. It's not Greener telling that, also the industry is telling that globally. But you had also another question, I think, another
problem. But I understand that. But for me, it's the question if there is a risk that you simply have to deliver and that any price risk, volume risk, is at the risk of Greenyard and not so much that, okay, we cannot deliver. And that at the end of the day, it's going to cost you much more than maybe you are today guiding on.
Yeah, Fernand, what also important is that most of the contracts we are now renewing because you make your contracts on the moment that harvests are done.
Okay.
And this, all these contracts are now renegotiated with a consequence of price, with a consequence of available volume. And that is what is on this moment in full happening. And so it is for us on that level very difficult. We know volumes. We have, let's say, a clear estimation on volume that can differ 5 to 10%, but we have no clear view on price setting.
Yeah.
That makes it difficult, but we have to communicate now because it's clear in the market that certain events are there, and that's the reason that we give on that level indications. The better pricing goes, the better we can have a result later on in the next year.
Okay, thank you very much. Then the second question I had is in the press release, you mentioned that the board requests to consider strategic options for certain of your assets. Could you give us a little bit more idea about what part you see as maybe non-core, or could it mean a kind of split up of the company or whatever?
I think what important is, Fernand, is that there are certain parts in our organization which are really not, let's say, strategic for the future, or not really core. There we can do certain things. There are also, we have also in our company a lot of real estate available still, which is on our balance. Also there are eventually possibilities to look into it and to go and to take it from our balance sheet. So I think there are a few possibilities there. And what are important is that our board requested us as a management to do a broad exercise. We are looking in a broad way to see what is possible or not possible, or what can be interesting or not interesting. It's part of an exercise that we are in a continuous way doing, but on this moment also we are very careful and very we have a lot of attention on that because for us it's really important that we manage further our working capital and our cash situations in the company in a healthy way. So that is our task.
Okay, thank you very much.
That will conclude today's question and answer session. I would now like to hand the call back over to your hosts for any additional or closing remarks.
I think from our side, Carl Peter speaking, before giving also the word to Hen, I want to thank everybody for the attention and the time you take to listen to us. I believe and I hope you understand that to us we have a very sharp eye on, let's say, doing the right things. Of course, we regret, let's say, the drop in our profitability and the consequence of that, but I think as management we are very sharp on acting upon this by having short-term actions as mentioned before, mainly cash-related, but also long-term, continue to invest in our organization to improve operations. That's the key message, and myself, but also, of course, my colleagues here remain available for further clarification at later occasions in the near future. Ben?
I'd like also to thank everybody for joining the call. Thank you for your interest and for your questions, and if there are further information needs, we are open and we are reachable. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.